You're listening to Swiss News in English. I'm Emily Breslin. This episode was sponsored by Salt Consulting and Communications, a professional coaching group serving corporations and individuals. Salt is offering a 12-week online coaching journey starting on January 7th, 2024. Whatever your personal or professional goals, whatever shift or growth you require, whatever change you're looking to make in the new year, this program meets you where you are. I'll be participating in this January 7th session, and I'm really looking forward to meeting my personal health and fitness goals, guided and coached by executive coaches and TEDx speakers, Michelle Giuliano and Denise Nickerson. I hope you'll join me and other like-minded, growth mindset professionals and executives in this life-changing course called Integrity Works. With Integrity Works, you'll effortlessly navigate change, make decisions confidently, live joyfully, and align with your true self. The course includes interactive Zoom calls twice weekly with your coaches. It includes tools, meditations, surveys, worksheets, and direct access to your coaches. For more information and to enroll today, go to offers.salt.consulting/integrityworkswinter2024. That's offers.salt.consulting/integrityworkswinter2024. Or go to the Swiss News in English Facebook page for the direct link to enroll in Integrity Works. Hurry, space is limited. I hope to see you there. And now for the news for the week of December 10th, 2023. In Switzerland's southern town of Sion, a tragic incident unfolded on Monday, resulting in two fatalities and one person injured, leading to the arrest of a suspect. Valais Cantonal Police reported multiple gunshots fired at two separate locations during the course of the day. The first victim, a 34-year-old woman, lost her life in a parking lot shortly after 7 a.m. Following this, a 41-year-old man was fatally shot at another location. A 49-year-old woman from Valais also sustained injuries in the incidents. The alleged gunman triggered an 8-hour manhunt before being apprehended just north of Sion at 3:43 p.m. The police received a distress call at 7:15 a.m. reporting an individual injured in the parking lot on Rue Oscar Bidet. The violent episodes involved gunfire at the Sarosa Painting Company in the Ronco area, followed by another location in the Potence area, according to local newspaper Le Nouvelliste. The police statement confirmed, quote, "This was a woman who suffered a fatal gunshot wound. A few minutes later, a man was also shot dead, while a woman was also injured by a gunshot," end quote. All three victims resided in the Valais region. The suspect was stopped and arrested in the Saint-Léonard region on Monday afternoon, bringing an end to the extensive manhunt. Police had established roadblocks in Valais in an effort to prevent the alleged gunman from leaving the country. Sion, situated close to the Italian and French borders, witnessed a heightened police presence, with armed officers securing the crime scenes. Local prosecutors have initiated a murder investigation to delve into the circumstances surrounding the tragic events. Switzerland, a nation of approximately 9 million people, is known for its high rate of gun ownership. According to the Small Arms Survey, a Swiss-based organization monitoring global armed violence trends, civilians in Switzerland possess an estimated 2.3 million firearms. A rise in COVID just in time for the holidays. Switzerland is grappling with a formidable surge in COVID-19 cases, as reported by the Federal Office of Public Health. On a personal note, I myself had COVID just last week, so it is a situation hitting close to home for many. The wave initially emerged in August of this year and gained momentum at the onset of November. Recent data underscores a continued rise, maintaining a high level of infections. Strikingly, the prevalence of COVID-19 cases now surpasses that of flu infections in the country. The health office's surveillance systems presently tally 45 COVID-19 cases for every 7 flu infections. The health office on Monday, responding to a Keystone SDA news agency inquiry, disclosed that the epidemiological threshold for influenza was surpassed early in November. This unsettling development underscores the severity of the ongoing wave. Notably, outpatient consultations in Switzerland and Liechtenstein reveal a surge in respiratory infections since the season's commencement. The health office's information portal for communicable diseases notes a rise in the consultation rate for influenza-like illnesses compared to the preceding 2 weeks. Although mandatory laboratory reports for influenza remain at a relatively low level, they're witnessing a significant increase. This pertinent data pertains to the week spanning November 18th to 24th. The escalation in COVID-19 cases and the concurrent rise in respiratory infections signal a critical juncture, demanding heightened vigilance and an increase in public health measures. The Federal Office of Public Health recommends those 65 and over and those with particular health issues get vaccinated. In the serene village of Aarwangen, nestled along the picturesque River Aar, with the Bernese Alps as a backdrop, the rhythmic jingle of cowbells has long been an integral part of the landscape. This idyllic scene, however, has recently become a source of discord for some residents. Aarwangen, with its medieval castle and charming center, has expanded to accommodate city workers seeking refuge from the hustle and bustle, bringing with it new houses and apartments. Yet, the expansion has not been without its challenges, particularly for those who value absolute tranquility. The iconic Swiss farmhouses and lush green fields surrounding the village are not merely aesthetic elements, but are actively utilized by dairy farmers, complete with herds of cows adorned with bells. For a few of the village's newcomers, the incessant clanging of cowbells became too much to bear. Frustrated by the nightly symphony, at least 2 families formally approached the village council, requesting the removal of the bells during nighttime hours. The outcry that followed was swift and impassioned. Longtime residents and the handful of remaining farmers, deeply rooted in Aarwangen's traditional culture, felt personally attacked. Mayor Niklaus Lundsgaard Hansen confirmed that the farmer who owned the contentious herd saw it as a personal insult to him and his cows. In response, a petition, a hallmark of Swiss civic engagement, was swiftly organized. Over 1,000 signatures were collected, emphasizing the desire of the Swiss people to, quote, preserve and maintain our lived traditions in the future, end quote. Andreas Baumann, a staunch supporter of the bells, argued that the cowbells are an essential part of the Swiss identity, likening the sound to a comforting welcome home. While cowbells were historically essential for tracking herds in the expansive Swiss Alps, modern advancements such as electronic chips and fenced-off pastures have rendered them less practical. This debate over the necessity of cowbells is not unique to Aarwangen, as some farmers across Switzerland have already abandoned or limited their use, citing concerns about disturbing neighbors and animal welfare. In a country marked by cultural diversity and high immigration rates, any shift from tradition is bound to evoke strong reactions from those who perceive it as an affront to their identity. Arvangan's cowbell dispute underscores this tension, reflecting a broader societal debate over cultural preservation and change. As Arvangan prepares for a public meeting next month to decide the fate of their cherished cowbells, the village finds itself at the intersection of tradition and modernity. One of the complainants, perhaps sensing the depth of sentiment, has withdrawn their objection, while the other has chosen to move away, leaving the village to grapple with the delicate balance between preserving its heritage and adapting to the evolving needs of its residents. Thank you for listening to our weekly podcast, Swiss News in English. Tune in next Tuesday for more Swiss news, and don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Until next time, auf Wiedersehen, arrivederci, a bientôt.